我们所要读的章节有两处。
We have two biblical passages.
都是在希伯来书。
They're all in Hebrews.
第一处是希伯来书的第十章三十六到三十九节。
First is found in Hebrews 10:36-39.
希伯来书第十章三十六到三十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10 verses 36 to 39.
好，分到的话，中文可以一起来读，好不好
？Let's read the passage in Chinese together.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。因为还有一点点时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。只是一人既因信得生，他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。我们却不是退后入沉沦的那等人。乃是有信心以致灵魂得救的人。
Hebrews 10:36 For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come, and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.But we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the preserving of the soul.
第二处是在第十二章的一到二节。
The second passage is found in chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章一到二节。
Hebrews 12, 1 and 2.
所以中文我们先来一起读。
Let's read together in Chinese.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们。就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。他因摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
Hebrews 12:1 Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us,Let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen. 那特会的主题就是我们，你们必须忍耐。
The theme of the conference is "For you have need of endurance."
这也是我今天分享的题目。
This is also my topic that I share with you today.
你们必须忍耐。
For you have need of endurance.
所以我今天分享三个问题。
So I'm going to share with you three questions.
第一个问题，什么是忍耐
？First, what is endurance?
第二个问题，为什么我们要忍耐？
Two, why do we need endurance?
第三个就是怎样忍耐。
Third, how do we have endurance?
所以很简单，三个问题。
It's very simple, three simple questions.
那我们先来看什么是忍耐。
So let's first look at what is endurance.
忍耐，我们先看它的反义词。
We can look at the opposite meaning of endurance.
在我们刚才读的章节其实提到哈，它的反义就是退后。
The opposite of endurance is shrinking back. It's referred to the passages that we mentioned earlier.
或者灰心
Or lose heart.
Or faint.
Yes, or we faint.
Faint 是不是更好的词
Yes, faint.
就是晕厥在中文里面。有些人他听到神的话比如十字架这个题目他会晕的。
Sometimes when people hear about the cross being preached, they actually will faint.
我以前也是这样。
I was like that before.
那还有比如疲倦。
Or be weary.
这些都是忍耐的反义词。
These are all the opposite meanings of having endurance.
而它的本意呢是在压力下面来承受。
The real meaning of this word endurance is what is accomplished through under pressure.
那圣经里面也有其他的词比如说不移动。
There are other words in the Bible that refers to endurance, such as unmovable.
Steadfast.
Steadfast.
或者说信实。
Or faithful, being faithful.
圣经里面讲到的忍耐还不单单只是忍受这个压力然后经过它而已。
The Bible doesn't just say that we go through this, this pressure and go through it.
还有一个
that's endurance.
还有一个胜过的意思。
And there's also this further meaning that we overcome it.
这次特会让我很有感触。
This conference really touched me.
就是在身体上来领受什么叫做忍耐。
Which is to receive in my body what endurance is.
这是我们第一次去，我们全家是开车去，开车回。
This time our family drove to the conference, and then we drove back.
那每一程呢，都是要在路上停留两晚。
Each way we have to stop two nights.
所以非常漫长哈。
So it was a very long trip.
一直到今天我还在恢复。
Even today, I'm still recovering from this trip.
所以我们跟家人商量，如果下次再去啊，坐飞机去吧。
So I was talking to my family members. Next time we go, we'll fly there.
但是我们同行的有一家人。
However, with us, there's another family.
这家人呢，他们比我们早去一天，也是开车来回。
These families also were with us, but they started one day earlier.
就在我们聚会的一家弟兄姐妹。
And this was also a family that is meeting with us.
他们早去，因为夫妻到那儿都要服侍五天的特会，他们五天都要服侍。
Because this couple, they have to serve 5 full days, the entire duration of the conference.
而且他们的三个孩子里面的小孩子现在才只是幼儿园。
Of the 3 children, one is only in kindergarten.
而且在回来之后两天，他们今天不在这里，他们又去了加州参加一个特会。
And furthermore, 2 days after their return, they went to they're at the conference in California.
大家猜猜他们怎么去？
Guess how they went?
开车去。
They also drove.
这叫得胜。
This is overcoming.
不是仅仅经历这件事回到家累得根本一点力气都没有。
Not that you just experience this event and then you are so exhausted and you have no strength left.
那谁能有这样的忍耐？
Who has this endurance?
圣经里面讲靠着那加我力量的我凡事都能行。
The Bible says that I can do all things through him who strengthened me.
所以感谢神，他就是不移动的。
So we thank the Lord that He is the one who is steadfast.
他就是信实的。
He is the one who is faithful.
他就是得胜的。
He is the one who has overcome.
恒久忍耐就是他的性情。
His character is that of being patient and suffering, long suffering.
所以当我们提到我们需要忍耐的时候。
So when we talk about the fact that we have need of endurance.
不如换一个词。
We can change into another word.
我们需要基督。
We have need of Christ.
所以忍耐就是基督的生命。
Therefore, endurance is the life of Christ.
好，现在我们来看第二个问题。
So let's look at the second question.
为什么要忍耐？
Why do we need to have endurance?
在我们刚才所读的章节里面，在希伯来书10:36。
The passage that we just read in Hebrews 10:36.
那里讲到，你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意。就可以得着所应许的。
For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
所以我们必须忍耐，因为这是神的旨意。
We need to have endurance because this is the will of God.
这也是他的应许。
This is also his promise.
那有的弟兄姐妹提到他的旨意，总是再用一个词叫做神永远的旨意。
Some brothers and sisters, when they mentioned the will of God, they talked about the eternal purpose of God.
我们中间很多弟兄姐妹经常听到这个词。
We hear this term a lot among our midst.
那我们必须忍耐，他永远的旨意是什么？
We have need of endurance, but what is his eternal purpose?
在以弗所书1:9-10是这样讲。
Ephesians 1:9-10 says this.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的，都在基督里面同归于一。
Ephesians 1:9, he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in him, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth.
所以他的旨意就是基督。
Therefore, his will is Christ.
那跟我们有什么关系呢？
So what has that to do with us?
这里讲到的基督，我相信是宇宙性的基督。
Here, when it talked about Christ in Ephesians, I believe this is the universal Christ.
包括教会就是基督的身体。
And this Christ, universal Christ, includes the church, which is the body of Christ.
包括我们。
It also includes us.
为什么这么讲呢？
Why do I say this?
我们再读一处章节。
Let's read another passage.
在罗马书八章的二十八、二十九节。
Romans 8:28-29.
这也是神的旨意。
This is also the will of God.
但是讲到我们。
And it talks about us.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose, for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
感谢神，所以神的心意是要得着，为他的儿子得着一切。
God's heart desire is to gain everything for his son.
基督是所有，也是唯一。
Christ is all and is one.
但在这个过程里面，在这个结果里面，我们都在里面。
However, in the end result is that we're all in him.
或者换句话说，神得着许多的儿子。
In other words, God will gain many sons.
每一个儿子，就是我们这些信主得救的人，都像他的儿子一样。
Every single one of us, we sons, will be like his son.
所以这也是一个应许。
This is also a promise.
在罗马书八章三十二节这么讲。
In Romans 8:32, it says.
这是讲到我们得着什么。
It talks about what we would gain.
那里说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了。岂不把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son, but delivered him for us, up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?
所以不光神在旨意里面得着我们作为他的儿子。
So not only did he gain us as his sons in his will,
而且我们也在他里面得着这个应许，就是他儿子的生命赐给我们。
We also gain his promise, which is his son's life in us.
关于神的旨意，起码有两件我们所知道的。
There are at least two things that we know about the will of God.
第一件就是他的旨意不会改变。
First, it is that his will is unchangeable.
也许你今天听到了这样的信息。
Maybe today you hear this passage.
你觉得跟你还是没有什么关系。
You still think that there's nothing much to do with you.
我相信神的恩典会迟早临到你。
I believe that the grace of God will soon be bestowed to you.
因为神的旨意不会改变。
Because his will is unchangeable.
在希伯来书第六章第十八节这么讲。
In Hebrews 6:18,
从第十节开十七节开始，他这么讲：照样，神愿意为那承受应许的人，格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证，借着两件不更改的事，神绝不说谎。好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。
Hebrews 6:17, in the same way God, desiring even more to show to the heirs of the promise the unchangeableness of his purpose, interposed with an oath, in order that by two unchangeable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we may have strong encouragement, we who have fled for refuge, in laying hold of the hope set before us.
Amen. 所以神的旨意是不改变的。
Therefore, the will of God is unchangeable.
他为着不改变的旨意，还再加上他的启示，就更不改变。
Added upon this unchangeableness of his will, he also added his revelation, which makes it even more unchangeable.
所以希望这也是我们的里面的一个力量跟盼望。
Let's hope this will also become the strength and hope within us.
因为神若帮助我们，
If the Lord would help us,
谁能抵挡我们呢？
Who can oppose us?
感谢神。
Thank God.
还有另外一点，
There's another point.
就是他的旨意照着我们刚才所读到的，还有一点点时候，那要来的就来。
And also as we read in Hebrews 10, for yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come.
所以关于他的旨意在特会里面，一位102岁神的仆人跟我们分享的时候。
At the conference, a old servant of God who is 102 years old, he shared with us.
他说这是最奇妙的时刻。
He said that this is the most wondrous time.
他总觉得明天可能神就要回来。
He truly feels that maybe tomorrow the Lord will come back.
所以这个支撑他还在走现在的道路。
So that sustains him to keep walking on this earth.
因为神随时可以回来。
Because the Lord can come back anytime.
但同时他说这也是最危险的时候。
At the same time, he says this is the most perilous time.
因为暂时还没有到。
Because this time has not yet come.
而仇敌现在是最猖狂的时候。
And the enemy is really annihilating us.
所以他要用一切的办法，把一切的压力、痛苦摆在我们身上，让我们退后。
So the enemy will use every which way and put all kinds of pressure, affliction, and trouble on us.
所以神虽然并不迟延，但是有些人在这个时候却退后。
So even though God will not delay, however, some people will shrink back at this time.
但是感谢神，神的旨意没有改变。
However, we thank God, his purpose, his will is unchangeable.
而且在我们刚才所读的里面讲到，义人必因信得生。
Further, as we read earlier, but my righteous one shall live by faith.
后面也提到，要因信心以致魂得救。
And also later on in verse 39, it talks about you need to have faith to the preserving of the soul.
所以为什么我们必须忍耐?
So why do we have need of endurance?
因为这是一条路我们需要, 要跑的。
Because this is a race that we need to run in.
当我们跑的时候就在神的喜悦里面。
As we run in this race, we will be in the delight of God.
我不知道神的话还可以再比这个更清楚没有。
I don't know whether God's word can be made even clearer than this.
但是为了帮助大家，我讲我在特会听到的这样一个小故事。
However, in order to help you, I will share with you this little story that I heard at the conference.
这个故事是讲到在1992年的奥林匹克上面。
This story happened in the 1992 Olympics.
有一个运动员，他是英国的运动员，跑400米的一个运动员。
There's a British athlete who is running in the 400 meters race.
他名字叫 Derek Redmond.
His name is Derek Redmond.
他在400米半决赛的时候
，In the semifinals of this 400 meter race.
跑到大概150米左右。
When he reached about 150 meters.
突然拉断了他的腿筋。
He hurt his hamstring.
你可以看到在录像里面可以看到他很痛苦的就蹲下来，一只手摸着他的腿，一只手就捂着他的脸。
You can see in the video that he stooped down and with one hand he covered his face and with another hand he was covering his leg.
当那医护人员来到要把他从跑道上挪开来治疗的时候
，When the medical people came to remove him for further medication,
他心里想到的就是我还有一个目标我要跑的。
In his heart, the only thing that he's thinking is, I still have this one goal I need to finish.
他有一个父亲经常督促他。为他一生来预备这个时刻。
He has a father who prepared him for all moments, all the days of his life for this particular moment.
他知道如果这次机会失去的话，他不一定再有机会。
His father knows that if he has lost this opportunity, he may not ever have this chance again.
所以他自己回忆的时候说，当我痛苦稍微减少一点，我就又起来跑。
So this athlete was thinking, okay, as my pain subsided a little bit, I stood up and run a little bit.
你就看着他一只腿就一边跳一边跳，在他自己跑道上一直跑。
So you could see that he was limping along with one foot, and he was going on this course.
其他人都跑完了，大家的注意力超过60,000的观众就集中在这个人身上。
So all the other people has finished their race, so there's 600,000 spectators. They all focus on this athlete.
60,000. 65, actually, yeah.
65,000 spectators.
其他的运动员没多少人记住他们的名字。
Nobody remember the names of the other athletes.
但大家都记得他的名字。
Everybody remembers his name.
当他跑过弯道之后
After he turned the bend,
突然间从观众席上有一个人跳到跑道上面。
Suddenly there was someone from the spectators area jumped into the course.
推开拦住他的人。
He shoved aside all these people who are hindering him.
走到这个运动员的身边。
He walked by the side of the athlete.
抓住他的手。
He grasped his hand.
说儿子是我。
He said, son, it's me.
然后这个父亲确定他儿子真要跑完这个
道路的时候
And this father, when after he confirmed with his son that his son really wanted to finish the course,
他就让他的儿子一只手臂搭在父亲的身上，一路扶着他走到终点。
He let his son put his hand on his shoulder and he accompanied his son all the way to the finishing point.
中间他就推开那些拦他的工作人员。
And in the meantime, he has to shove aside all these workers.
说这是我儿子。
He said, "This is my son."
我要做的就是支持他到终点。
What I want to do is to support him all the way to the finishing line.
弟兄姐妹们，这是讲到有父亲的旨意。
Brothers and sisters, this is the will of the Father.
但是父亲只帮助那些愿意跑这条路的人。
However, the Father is only willing to help those who want to run in this race.
希望这能够解决我们的问题，为什么我们要忍耐？
I hope this answers our question as to why we have need of endurance.
因为父亲不光有旨意，他要帮助我们。
Because the Father not only has the will, he will also help us.
那我们怎么样来学忍耐？
Now, how do we learn to have endurance?
这是在希伯来书刚才读到的第二段的章节。
This is contained in the second passage in the book of Hebrews.
很短的章节。
It's a very short passage.
第一节是这么讲，在十二章第一节。
In chapter 12, verse 1, it says,
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us also lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
当我们学习忍耐的时候，第一件事要知道的就是到底是什么路程。
As we learn this endurance, first we need to know what race this is.
跑400米的不能到跳远的地方跑。
If you're in the 400 meter race, you cannot go to the long jump area.
所以刚才讲到这个路程是讲到放下重担，这是脱去世界，对付世界。
So when we talked earlier, it is to laying aside every encumbrance, laying aside the world.
还有对付罪，容易缠累我们的罪。
And also the sin which so easily entangles us.
存心忍耐是讲对付我们的魂，对付我们的己。
Endurance is referring to dealing with our own soul, dealing with our own selves.
所以我想听听大家的标准答案是什么？这条是什么道路？
I want to hear your standard answer. What is this race? What is this way?
十字架的路。
This is the way of the cross.
感谢主，没有第二条路。
Thank the Lord, there's no other way.
如果我们要走这条路的话，感谢神，因为他的儿子已经跑过。
If we were to partake in this way, we thank the Lord because his son has already run it.
每一个儿子都要跑这条路。
And every single son has to run in it.
那我们怎么样来忍耐？
How do we have endurance?
非常简单。
Very simple.
中文只有四个字。
In the Chinese, there are only four words.
两个词。
Two words.
跟随羔羊。
Which is following the lamb.
那如果我们再看主耶稣自己的话，就更清楚。
If we look at the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, it is even clearer.
在路加福音第九章二十三到二十四节。
Luke 9:23-24 says it is quite clear there.
耶稣又对众人说。路加福音九章二十三到二十四节。
And Jesus said to the multitude,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，这里生命可以作为魂，凡要救自己魂的，必丧掉生命。这里讲到是永远的生命，神儿子基督的生命。凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。
Luke 9:23. If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life, here this life refers to the soul, shall lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, he's the one who will save it. It is the eternal life.
当我们讲到跟随羔羊之前，
Before we talk about following the lamb,
我想提这样一件事。
I want to mention this thing.
因为跑不跑是我们个人的选择。
It is an individual choice as to whether you want to participate in this race.
当时主要上十字架之前，
before the Lord would go up to the cross.
与他最亲近的人彼得来阻拦他。
Peter, who was very, very close to him, Peter hindered him.
因为彼得是出于人的意思。
Because Peter was acting out of the will of men.
或者换句话说，他是从自己来出发。
In other words, he's doing this out of his own perspective.
这些事不是当时的事，是今天天天发生的事。
This is not something that happened in the past. This is happening every day, today.
提到这个古老的十字架。
When we talked about the old rugged cross.
多少时候神儿女的反应是什么呢？
So often, the children of God has this response.
因着我们要保留自己。
Because we want to preserve ourselves.
我们的感觉是老生常谈了。
We say, I've heard this mumble jumble a lot.
这个道理我听过好多次了。
I've heard about this doctrine so many times.
这个道太高了。
This doctrine is too high and lofty.
不切实际。
This is not realistic for me.
又抽象又难。
It is so abstract and it is so difficult.
或者说我们总想避开它。
Or sometimes we just want to avoid the cross.
我们绕个道来走。
We circumvent the cross.
有没有一条捷径？
Is there a shortcut?
我们想基督既替一人死，众人死，众人就都活了。
We think, well, Christ died for all, therefore all lived.
我们都希望过那个丰盛的生命。
We all want to lead an abundant life.
自由的生命。
And a life of liberty.
与神亲近，在他面前哭，在他面前笑的生命。
We want to lead a life where we can smile before him and cry before him.
但不要走捷径。
However, we shouldn't take the shortcut.
一人既替众人死。
One who died for all.
众人就都死了。
Therefore, all died.
十字架的路要先死再活。
The way of the cross is that we should die first, then we would become alive.
当我们讲到生命丰盛之前，先让我们来看看这条路。
Before we talk about the abundant life, we should first look at this way.
因为这条路让人不舒服。
Because this way, it makes us feel uncomfortable.
让我们的耳朵听到之后觉得非常的厌烦。
When we hear about this with our ears, we loathe this teaching.
但你知道吗？如果这样的弟兄姐妹，你要仔细思想。
However, if you think like this, please think carefully.
因为撒旦跟你的感觉是一样的。
Because Satan has the similar identical thought as you.
今天撒旦他其实不太怕一些好的教导。
Today, Satan is not afraid of good teaching.
他还可以把这个从人心里夺去的。
Because he can snatch that good teaching from your heart.
他也不怕有很棒的敬拜。
He also is not afraid of awesome worship.
因为他知道这些人流泪祷告之后回家又是一个样子。
Because they know that after you cry and you repented, you go home as a totally different person.
他也不怕聚会人数增长。
And he's not afraid of people increasing a number in the assembly.
因为他可以把纷争摆在里面。
Because he put...
纷争。
Because he also put strife in our midst.
他也不怕人的笑、人的哭或者个人的感觉、个人的经历。
He's also not afraid of you smiling or crying or any personal experiences.
在我个人感觉上来说，这是我个人感觉。
In my own sense.
他也不怕人说多少方言。
He is not afraid of people speaking in tongues.
他不怕有多少神迹奇事。
He's not afraid of signs and miracles.
他不怕侍奉的人有多热心。
He's not afraid of the zealousness of the people who serve God.
他更不怕有人跳舞打滚。
He also further is not afraid at all of people dancing and putting on drums.
我不是说反对这些。
I'm not saying that I oppose these things.
如果知道的弟兄姐妹也知道我跟一些弟兄姐妹在这个上面跳过舞。
You may know that I may have danced in that same manner with these brown sisters.
但这个跳舞不让我们这些跳舞的人成为得胜者。
However, this dancing would not enable us to become overcomers.
只要一个好的音乐，我都可以跳舞。
If there's good music, I can always dance.
在情绪里面，我可以哭，可以笑。
In my temperament, I can laugh and I can cry.
但是如果出于圣灵的话。我说不反对，是因为如果神让我今天打滚的话，我应该打滚。
I say I do not oppose it because if the Holy Spirit tell me to roll on the ground, I will.
但是，真正让撒旦怕的是，如果一个人打滚，他站起来之后，他舍己顺服，走十字架的路。
However, what makes Satan really, really scared is after you roll on the ground, you wake up, you deny yourself, and you obey.
如果有人走十字架的路，他一点地位都没有。
If you take the way of the cross, he has no ground.
他被打败是因为主耶稣以死败坏那掌死权的。
He is defeated because the Lord Jesus has rendered him powerless, who had the power of death.
十字架的中心就是神的旨意跟我们的旨意相对相交的时候。
The focal point of the cross is when the will of God and the will of man is in contact.
到底是神的旨意还是我的旨意？
Is it really God's will or my will?
所以当一个人愿意把自己摆下，说我要神的旨意的时候，
When someone is willing to lay down his own will and say I want God's will,
他愿意接受羞辱，忍受苦难的时候，
And he's willing to receive reproach and affliction.
这是撒旦完全的失败。
This is the total defeat of Satan.
这是他国度崩溃的根源。
This is the fundamental reason by which his kingdom would collapse.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我请大家思想。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, I ask you to think about this.
你愿不愿意跟随羔羊？
Do you desire to follow the Lamb?
如果愿意的话，那我们下面来看。
If you are willing, let's look further.
这不是一条容易的路。
This is not an easy way.
但是神让我们知道该怎样走。
But the Lord will let us know how to partake in this way.
第一步，如果你走下来的话，后面都容易。
When you partake of the first step, everything else would come easily.
在希伯来书的十二章第二节，就开始讲如何跟随羔羊。
Hebrews 12:2 talks about how to follow the Lamb.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith.
所以走这条路的第一步就是思想耶稣。
So the first step for us to partake in this way is to consider Jesus.
所以这是那位102岁的弟兄他讲的三堂里面的第二堂。
So this a servant who is 102 years old. This is the second sermon out of the three sermons he preached to us.
我们的老弟兄跟我们讲到思想耶稣的什么呢？
When our elderly brother preached to us, what was he telling us to consider Jesus on?
是在腓立比书的二章五到九节。
He mentioned Philippians 2:5-9.
我们大家非常熟悉的章节。
These are passages that we're very familiar with.
腓立比书二章五到九节。
Philippians 2:5-9.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成了人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Philippians 2:5 Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant, and being made in the appearance, likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, also God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name.
在这里我们看到一个人。
Here we see a man.
整本希伯来书。
In the entire book of Hebrews,
有弟兄跟我们讲到，在特会里面讲到，希伯来书是基督徒最不喜欢读的书，排第二位。
Our brother shared that Hebrews is the rank number two as the book that the you know Christians do not want to read.
因为里面提到许多很沉重的事情。
Because it talks about a lot of deep matters.
神如烈火啊。
Like flames of fire.
落在神的手里是何等可怕啊。
It is so afraid to be in the hands of God.
你觉得太严厉了。
We find that it is too severe.
但其实希伯来书它里面真正的内容是讲到一个人在荣耀里。
However, the true content of the book of Hebrews refers to a man in glory.
所以当我们思想耶稣的时候，读到刚才这样的章节，你会看到一个人与众不同。
So therefore, when we read the passages in this manner, you can see one person who is totally different from anybody else.
他倒空了一切可以倒空的。
He has emptied everything that he can empty.
而且他死在十字架上。
Also, he died on the cross.
你知道吗？当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，他当时是世界上罪人中的罪人。
Do you know that when Jesus died on the cross, he is the foremost of all sinners in this world? He was the greatest sinner. Before there was time and until forever, he was the greatest sinner. Consider Jesus.
所以神对很多的罪人都有怜悯，都有慈爱，都有恩典。
Therefore, Jesus has such compassion and grace and mercy to all the sinners.
神对着一些很多罪人，每一个罪人都有怜悯恩典。
God has a mercy and compassion to all sinners.
就算是迦南七族的话，他也给他们时间，给他们警告，给他们悔改。
Even the seven tribes in the land of Canaan, he also gave them time to repent and warnings.
但是他看到他儿子在十字架上的时候，
However, when he saw his son on the cross,
他对罪所有的愤怒都发在他儿子身上，因为他不能有一丝的怜悯，这个罪太大。
All his wrath for all the sins were manifested on his son because these sins are so great.
所以我们思想耶稣记得。
So remember this when you consider Jesus.
他在十字架上是替我们接受那个没有怜悯的审判。
He on the cross bore for us the judgment without mercy.
这是他的故事。
This is his story.
他一路降卑。
He continued to humble himself.
从不为自己来考虑。
He did not consider his own self.
当我们思想他的时候，
As we consider him,
希望我们思想到他的恩典， 让我们可以屈膝在他面前。
Let's consider his grace so that we can bow our knee in his presence.
会让我们有回应。
So that we have a response.
看到他为什么这样做。
So that we see why he did this for us.
在希伯来书第12章第2节， 那里面讲到， 他为什么这样做。
In Hebrews 12:2, it talks about why he is doing this.
说他因摆在前面的喜乐就轻看了羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难。
Who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame.
什么叫做摆在前面的喜乐？
What is this joy set before him referring to?
我一直在思想，直到最近我稍微有点感觉。
As I'm considering this, I have this sense in me.
我总觉得这个喜乐跟我们有关系。
I've always thought this joy has nothing.
Has everything to do with us. 跟我们绝对有关系。
It absolutely has everything to do with us.
这个喜乐是不是因着他看到将来要成就的， 我们这些众子跟他在一起，也在荣耀里面。
Maybe this joy is originated from seeing all the many sons who are all in glory with him.
我这么说是因为我读到彼得前书的第1章第8节。
I said this because I've read 1 Peter 1:8.
这是一个思想耶稣的人，就是他的门徒彼得。
This is someone who is considering Jesus, his disciple Peter.
在彼得前书他说，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
1 Peter 1:8, and though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, but believe in him, you greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
所以这个喜乐是因着爱。
So this joy is originated from love.
他能够走这条路。
This enabled him to partake in this way.
因为他看到将来的相聚。
Because he sees this future union.
如果结过婚的应该有这个体会。
If you are married, you have this experience too.
当我的姐妹到美国来留学的时候， 我还在中国。
When my wife came to the US to study, I was still in China.
她当时在加州。
At the time, she was in California.
我在中国，我心如火焚。
I was in China, and my heart was burning inside me.
所以我从 后来我也办留学到美国来。
Therefore, I also got a foreign student visa, and I came to the States too.
我进关就在他的城市。
And I also was in her city.
但是因为我 学校是在休斯顿。
But my school was in Houston.
所以简短见面我们就分开了。
So after a brief visit, we were separated.
但是有一天我接到他电话，他说， 我要转学到休斯顿。One
day, I got a call from her. She said that I'm going to transfer to a school in Houston.
我虽然没看见，
Even though I didn't see it,
但心里却满了这个大喜乐。
But I greatly rejoice with joy inexpressible.
所以希望大家可以体会这件事情。
I hope you have, you can understand this feeling.
在爱里面，
When you're in this love,
你愿意付代价。
You're willing to pay the price.
因着前面的喜乐。
For the joy set before you.
所以如果我们可以在爱里向神回应的话，
If we have a response in love toward God.
后面就非常的容易。
Everything that comes afterwards is all easy.
所以我鼓励在座的弟兄姐妹们。
Therefore, I encourage brothers and sisters who are here with me.
如果你觉得这条路不容易，太难。
If you feel that this way is not easy and is too difficult for you.
回到十字架下面。
Go beneath the cross.
思想他怎样为你死。
Consider how he died for you.
思想你当怎样活。
Consider how you ought to live.
那我想我们要继续往下。
We need to continue on.
一个人他如果真的是在爱里面有回应的话，他会走这条路。
If someone who truly has a response in love, he will partake of the way.
他会凭着信把自己奉献给神。
In faith, he will consecrate himself to God.
所以这个是我们跟随羔羊的第一步。
So this is the first step by which we follow the Lamb.
对不起，是行动上的第一步，就是把自己在爱里面奉献给我们的主。
So this is the first action, which is we offer ourselves up to the Lord who loves us.
保罗是这样说。
Paul said this.
在加勒太书二章二十节，也是我们非常熟悉的章节。
Paul said in Galatians 2:20, which is also another passage we're very familiar.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
所以我们需要再多读一点。
And we need to read further.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself up for me.
如果你凭着神的爱，凭着你自己的信，愿意走这条路的话，那我们要看下面这一步。
If by the love of God and the faith in the Lord, you need to take the second further step.
就是刚才我们也读过的。
Which is what we read earlier.
羞辱跟苦难。
Which is shame and reproach.
欢迎你来走这条路。
We welcome you to partake in this way.
这是 Dana 弟兄第二堂的信息所提到的。
This is what Dana preached to us in his second sermon.
父如果爱我们的话，
If the Father loves us,
他要管教我们。
He will discipline us.
这是许多人对十字架的路不明白的地方。
This is the reason why a lot of people do not understand the cross.
在希伯来书十二章第六节这么讲。
In Hebrews 12:6 it says,
因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。
For those whom the Lord loves, he disciplines, and he scourges every son whom he receives.
在第十节这么讲。
In verse 10, he says,
生身的父都是暂随己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要叫我们得益处，使我们在他的圣洁上有份。
For earthly fathers discipline us for a short time as seemed best to them. But the Father of spirits disciplines us for our good, that we may share his holiness.
这是神要做成的事情。
This is something God will want to accomplish.
得着许多的儿子。
Which is to gain many sons.
这件事太重大。
This is such an important thing.
太荣耀。
This is so glorious.
所以神不会闹着玩的。
So therefore, God will not just kid around.
弟兄说，现在好多的教会讲的是人喜欢听的道。
Our brother shared that nowadays churches preach things, sermons that people want to hear.
甚至像这个幼儿园一样，有一个叫安全区 safe zone.
Also, like at the nurseries, we have a safe zone.
不能讲一些太严厉的事情。
You cannot preach certain things that are too severe.
但是因着这个神要得着的太贵重。
However, because what God wants to receive is so honorable.
他一定要在我们身上得着这个圣洁的话。
He surely wants to obtain holiness in us.
他一定要让我们经过管教。
He surely will discipline us.
为什么要经过这个？
Why do we need to go through this?
如果你觉得主耶稣已经经过了，我就不需要经过的话，那我们来读这样一个章节。
If you feel that the Lord Jesus has already gone through discipline, and I don't have to go through any discipline, let's look at this passage.
甚至主耶稣自己也经过这个苦难。
Even the Lord Jesus himself has gone through this affliction.
在希伯来书第五章第八到第九节这么讲。
Hebrews 5:8-9 says this.
这是讲到我们的主。
This is referring to our Lord.
他虽然为儿子，
还是因所受的苦难学了顺从，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Hebrews 5:8, although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became to all those who obey him the source of eternal salvation.
这个管教是众子共受的。
This discipline needs to be partaken by many sons.
今天早上有人祷告、有一个姐妹祷告到，这是我们得救的根源。
This morning, one sister prayed that this discipline is the source of our salvation.
为什么要经过这个管教呢？
Why do we need to go through discipline?
弟兄交通道啊，我们现在都是孩童，很多不是说每一个人呢、啊，就是说很多我们今天的基督徒都是孩童。
Our brother shared that many Christians today are children.
这些收纳的儿子他们有一个特点，弟兄用一个词叫做不耐烦的魂。
So these people whom God has received as sons, our brother used a special term, their souls are short.
不耐烦的魂就像当年以色列人在旷野一样，对周围的所有的事都愤愤不平。
So it's just like the people of Israel in the wilderness in those days. They are mad at everything.
对吃的他们愤愤不平。
Their souls were short about the things they eat.
对喝的愤愤不平。
Their souls were short about the things they drank.
对住的愤愤不平。
Their souls were short about the place they live.
看见摩西愤愤不平。
They looked at Moses and their souls were short.
看到亚伦愤愤不平。
They looked at Aaron and their souls were short.
看到周围的人愤愤不平。
They looked at people around and their souls were short.
看到神他们也愤愤不平。
Even when they looked at God, their souls were short.
所以弟兄说神不是闹着玩的。
Therefore, our brother shared that God is not kidding around.
他让他们再在旷野里面绕了38年的时间。
So God made them circle around in the wilderness for another 38 years.
直到他们可以成长成为儿子。
Until they've matured into sons.
长大不再做吃奶的。
And they have grown up and they no longer drink milk.
今天对我们呢？
Today, how about us?
有没有人对自己的配偶愤愤不平？
Your soul short with respect to your spouse?
You're mad about her.
You're mad about her.
我觉得我这个对不起啊。You're mad about your husband.
Are you mad about your husband?
儿女呢？
What about your children?
对着父母愤愤不平。
They're also mad at their parents.
对着教会的弟兄姐妹愤愤不平。
We're also mad at the brothers and sisters in our fellowship.
对着工作环境也是愤愤不平。
We're also mad at the circumstances at work.
我对教会的带领我也不同意。
I'm also in disagreement with the leaders of the church.
但感谢神，神有一个更大的计划。
However, we thank God He has a greater plan.
所以今天主耶稣还在为我们代求。
So today, the Lord Jesus is still interceding for us.
因为我们是被预定要成为属天的儿女。
Because we have been predestined to become children of God.
弟兄说他要借着十字架把我们里面的肤浅，把我们里面的愚昧，把我们里面那个不信的恶心要去除掉。
Our brother shared that through the cross he's going to remove all shallowness, foolishness, and disbelief.
如果弟兄姐妹们，我们中间有人在聚会里面觉得无精打采，
If there are brothers and sisters in our midst who are not very awake,
我们需要了解这件事情。
We need to think about this.
因为这里面有仇敌的诡计。
Because this contains the wicked scheme of the enemy.
因为他要借着我们里面的肉体，让我们甚至有一个沉睡的灵。
Because through the flesh, through our flesh, the enemy has even given us a spirit of stupor.
就算我们里面有一个追求的心，也要小心。
Even if we had a heart that would pursuing him, we still need to be careful.
因为他会把我们从十字架这条路带偏。
Because the enemy can lead us astray from this way of the cross.
不接受神的管教。
And we reject the discipline of God.
我们希望走捷径。
We want to take the shortcut.
所以有些弟兄姐妹在最近我听到的有对圣灵的追求。
I've heard that there are some brothers and sisters who are pursuing after the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书第七章第八章讲到顺从圣灵的就是生命平安。
So in Romans 7 and 8 it talks about if we obey the Holy Spirit, it is peace and joy.
今天因为我不是一个白发苍苍的
生命成熟稳重的，所以我讲一些非常实际的事情。
Today, because I am not old and aged with white hair, so I talk to share with you some practical points.
因为在特会，我与这样的弟兄姐妹们有交通。
Because I have some fellowship with these brothers and sisters at the conference.
当我们这样追求的时候
，as we pursue in this manner,
追求圣灵的带领，他到底带我们到哪里
？If you're following the leading of the Holy Spirit, where is the Holy Spirit leading you to?
如果在罗马书第八章我们 领会的是对的话第十三节是这么讲、
If I understand it correctly Romans 8:13 says this
罗马书第八章第十三节这是圣灵要做的工作圣灵的工作从来不离开十字架、
The work of the Spirit never is separated from the cross
你们若顺从肉体活着必要死若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行必要活着
Romans 8:13 For if you are living according to the flesh you must die but if by the spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body you will live
我们真的羡慕在圣灵里面的得着
We truly long to have the gain the things we can gain in the Holy Spirit
在里面的释放
We also long for the liberation in the Holy Spirit and how close and we can draw near to the Lord
这个复活的生命
And we also long for the resurrection life.
但神会仔细检查。
However, God will carefully examine this.
里面有没有十字架的工作
？Is there the work of the cross in this?
有没有他儿子生命的产生呢
？Is the life of His Son being produced in us?
所以圣灵其实今天天天在做工。
So in essence, the Spirit is working every day.
天天要充满我们。
He wants to fill us every day.
因为他要做暴露的工作。
Because he wants to do the work of exposition.
他要做杀死的工作。
He wants to do the work of annihilation.
他要让肉体没有余地。
He would leave the flesh with no ground.
他要破碎你。
He will break you.
他要让你自己不舒服。
He will make you uncomfortable.
只等到我们在信心里面承认我已经与基督同钉十字架。
Until In faith, by faith, you acknowledge that I have been crucified with Christ.
在神面前悔改谦卑
And you repent before God, and you humble yourself before God.
与主同死
And you're crucified with the Lord.
这是圣经里面讲过经过试验的信心
This is what the Bible talks about, the faith that are produced after many trials.
不需要神迹奇事
You do not need miracles and signs.
不需要智慧的言语。
You don't need words of wisdom.
不需要你的眼见和感觉。
You do not need to walk by faith or your feelings.
这个经过试验的信心会生出忍耐。
Because the faith that is produced after you've encountered various trials will produce endurance.
这是神儿子的生命。
This is the life of the Son of God.
所以在希伯来书也讲到神要震动一切可震动。
Therefore, in Hebrews, it also talks about God will shake everything that can be shaken.
所以我们今天要抓紧的话不要抓紧那些可以震动的东西。
Today, if you want to grab a hold of something, grab a hold of something that cannot be shaken.
不管那个东西有多吸引你。
No matter how attractive those things are to you.
没有十字架的工作人的劝诫会变成逼迫。
Without the work of the cross, exhortations of men would become your bondage.
这是两方面的。
These are two sides of a coin.
劝诫人的人如果没有十字架，变成你在逼迫人。
If a person who is exhorting does not have the work of the cross in him, you are persecuting people.
接受劝诫的如果没有十字架，你会以为对方在逼迫你。
The person who is receiving the exhortation, if you do not have the work of the cross in you, you would feel that the other person is persecuting you.
鼓励会变成指责。
Encouragement can become rebuke.
就算我们的交通也变成在说闲话。
Even fellowshipping among us could become gossips.
所以神要管教我。
Therefore, God needs to discipline us.
用十字架做一些火炼的工作。
Therefore, the work of the cross would go through a refining fire.
经历之后我们会得着谦卑
After we've gone through this We will experience humility
不是胆怯哈是谦卑
We are not going to be fearful We will become humble
是顺服但不是软弱
We will be obedient But we are not weak
是自由但绝对不是放纵
We are in liberty But we are not
放纵
We are not
Indulgence
We are not in indulgence
所以圣灵
是借着十字架产生圣灵的果子。
Therefore, through the cross, the Holy Spirit is producing fruit of the Spirit.
这些果子也不是为了我们的满足跟喜乐。
And these fruit of the Holy Spirit is not for our own satisfaction only.
是为神的荣耀。
It is for the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹们，如果你今天要脱离在家庭里面的挣扎。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to depart from the struggles in your families,
也许你对着儿女愤愤不平。
Maybe you're mad at your children.
也许对着你的配偶愤愤不平。
Maybe you're mad at your spouses.
还有你生活上的难处。
And all these difficulties in your life.
或者你在聚会里面不冷不热的光景。
Or you're in the meetings and you are neither cold nor hot.
或者你是希望经历丰盛的生命。
Or maybe you desire to experience this abundant experience.
接受父爱里面的管教。
Receive the discipline of by God in love.
不要退后。
Do not shrink back.
因为神不喜悦这样的人。
Because his soul takes no pleasure in such people.
在爱的管教里面，他要致死我们肉体里面的急躁。
In his discipline in love, God will remove our short-temperedness.
我们的私欲。
Our lusts.
我们的骄傲。
Our pride,
还有我们这个不信的恶心
and our evil heart that is disbelieving.
这是这条十字架的道路
This is the way of the cross.
没有第二条路
There's no second way.
圣灵会帮助我们
The Spirit will help us.
启示他的话
And he will reveal his words to us.
赐我们力量走这条路
And strengthen us to partake in this way.
感谢神，主没有结束在十字架的死亡里面。
We thank God that the Lord did not finish just at the cross.
因为神将他升为至高，赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
Because God has ascended him on high and bestowed on him the name above every name.
感谢神，我也在最近也经历到在十字架的工作里面，感谢神有这样的见证。
I thank God that I've also have some experience in the work of the cross.
比如在工作里面。
For instance, in my job.
有一个弟兄。
There's a brother.
他十几年都没有再来聚会了。
He hasn't come to the meetings in over 10 plus years.
而且最近在工作上很久都没有找到工作，周围的人都找到，就他还没有找到。
And he also has not found a job, and everyone next to him has all found jobs.
如果神爱一个儿子，难道这是神的道路吗？
If God loves a son, is this the way for the son?
但是感谢神啊，这位弟兄啊，我看到他自己写的，他说，跟神愤愤不平，真的是一点益处都没有。
But then I read his sharing. This brother shared that to be mad at God is no good to me.
降服下来最好。
So I need to humble myself.
现在我每天读神的话。非常甜美。
So today, every day, I read the Word of God, and it's very sweet.
这是一个对神愤愤不平十几年的一个弟兄。
This is a brother who has been mad at God for over 10 plus years.
所以我听说周二在 KT 祷告聚会，弟兄姐妹们听到这个故事。
So when we heard about this story in the Tuesday night prayer meeting in KT,
很多弟兄姐妹为这个弟兄祷告很久。
Many brothers and sisters have prayed a long time for this brother.
就大家欢喜快乐。
We are all filled with joy and we're all delighted.
这里面有一点儿子的成分。
Because there's a little bit of sonship in this brother.
嗯 ，Amen。那还有一个具体的例子就是，刚才我提到在特会见到，对不起，再讲清楚一点，我见到一个弟兄跟我年纪差不多，十五年没见他。
At the conference, I also run into a brother whom I have not run into for 15 years.
第一天我没认出他来。
The first day I did not recognize him.
第二天我才听说，原来他有放疗，有治疗，有化疗。
The second day I heard that he had chemo.
他是第四
and radiation.
被查出来已经是四期的肺癌。
He had stage 4 lung cancer.
化疗是在肺里面，但是放疗是在转移到脑里的肿瘤上面。
So he had chemo in the lungs, and his radiation is because he has a tumor in his brain.
神就安排他住在我们住的那个房间的对面。
God arranged for him to live in the dorm room across the hallway from us.
所以这个弟兄他每天只要他身体允许都去聚会。
So as his physical body enabled him, he would go to the meetings.
经常在路上看到他走。
I often ran into him on the way to the meeting hall.
但是直到最后一天，我才发现这个弟兄每一次走完之后，不像一般的人马上入座，或者到餐厅马上去吃饭。
But I noticed that this brother, he doesn't go to the meeting hall and then he sit down immediately, or go to the cafeteria and then start eating immediately.
他不愿意让人看到他软弱的时候，或者是休息的时候，所以他到了一个地方先进洗手间。
He did not want to other people to see him in his moment of weakness. Therefore, he first would go into the men's room.
但是我们两家有机会在一起晨更，这个弟兄带着我们跟孩子们一起，看不出一点的颓废，看不出一点的压力。
So this brother, our two families had morning devotion together, but he led our children into a morning devotion. You can't see any pressure or any weakness in him.
刚才提到的有一位传道人，他得了抑郁症。
Also, I mentioned earlier that there's a preacher who has depression.
我们为这个抑郁症感谢神。
For this depression, we thank God.
因为他的父母是敬虔爱主的人。
Because his parents are pious, godly people.
所以当他父母提出来为他的儿子，是这个儿子是在传道的工作里面。
So when his parents mentioned that their son is in the ministry.
他们说这个儿子一生太顺。
They say that this son has his conditions are too smooth.
他们知道为什么儿子在这个时间得这个病，因为这个儿子刚刚提到要去一个地方服侍一些比较特殊的人。
The parents knew why this son has a depression at this precise moment because he wanted to serve a particular group of people at a different place.
所以父母就说，这是神加给他，让他可以理解那些得抑郁症的人。
Therefore, the parents say that God added depression on him so that he can understand people with depression.
感谢神，这是十字架的道路。
We thank God, this is the way of the cross.
所以弟兄姐妹们，刚才提到，如果我们这样奔跑的话，
We mentioned earlier, if we partake in this race in this manner,
在圣经里面，对这样的人有这样一个词叫做得胜者。
There's this term in the Bible, and we call them the overcomers.
得胜者不在乎他奔跑跌倒多少次。
It doesn't matter how many times this overcomer has run or has fallen.
有弟兄跟我们讲，得胜者他的秘诀就是，当尽头来到的时候，他还在跑。
The secret of being a overcomer, as our brother shares, is that at the finishing line, he's still running.
不管你生命的尽头来到，或者是主先来，在你生命结束之前，这个人还在跑。
Whether it is the last day of your life, or whether the Lord has come before your last day, you are still running.
感谢神，这样的人他们可以见证神。
We thank God because these people can testify of God.
你愿意接受这个得胜者的呼召吗？
Are you willing to receive the call as an overcomer?
这个102岁的弟兄在最后一直一直地说，
Our brother, who is 102 years old, he keeps on harping on this.
主要来了，你有没有预备好？
The Lord is coming. Are you ready?
所以希望今天我们也来听这样一个呼求，这样一个呼召。
May we also respond to this calling today.
约翰他接受这个呼召，所以他在启示录一章第九节这么讲。
John has received this call, received this calling, and therefore in Revelation 1:9 he says,
我约翰就是你们的弟兄。和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道并为给耶稣做的见证，曾在那叫名叫拔摩的海岛上。
Revelation 1:9 I, John, your brother and fellow partaker in the tribulation and kingdom and perseverance which are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
Amen. 不光耶稣他自己跑过这条路。
Not only did Jesus has partaken of this course.
斯提凡跑过。
Stephen has also run.
彼得跑过。
Peter has also run.
保罗跑过。
Paul has also run.
约翰也跑过。
John has also run.
在启示录12章11节这么讲。
In Revelation 12:1 it says,
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。他们虽至于死，也不爱惜生命。
Revelation 12:11 says, And they overcome him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they did not love their life, even to death.
所以这个见证就是十字架的见证。
Their testimony is the testimony of the cross.
我现在建议弟兄姐妹们再反复听，在这边弟兄们 前一段的信息。
I encourage you to listen over and over again the messages that are released here.
因为弟兄们都提到这个见证，都提到这条十字架的路。
Because all our brothers have been exhorting us regarding the testimony and the cross.
愿我们不再轻看这件事情。
Do not think lightly of this matter.
好，那我想我们时间就停在这里。
We conclude our time here.
哦，对不起，还有最后一点。
I have one more point.
在特会里面，我也是借这个，跟大家来鼓励。
I also want to encourage you on this point from the conference.
在特会里面有一个弟兄是问大家这么一个问题。
In the conference, a brother asked us this question.
他说，当你生命结束，在墓碑上你要写什么
？At the end of your life, on your tombstone, what do you want it say?
这个弟兄说，我自己给人的印象是很喜欢喝咖啡。
This brother says, I love coffee.
他就说，希望人不要写这个人很懂咖啡，很知道怎么享受咖啡。
And this brother shared that I hope on my tombstone it doesn't say he knows a lot about coffee and knows how to enjoy coffee.
所以大家仔细思想。
So consider carefully.
在特会最后结束的时候，一个弟兄他讲出来，他在墓碑上希望写下什么。
At the very end of the conference, a brother shared about what he wanted to be written on his tombstone.
就是羔羊无论往哪里去，他都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, he has followed.
让我们有一点祷告。
As of a further word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
因着爱你来到这个地上。
Because of love, you came to this earth.
你不光拯救我们，还赐给我们这永远的生命。
Not only did you save us, you've also given us eternal life.
你知道我们的软弱。
You know our weaknesses.
你早已安排我们的道路。
You have already prearranged our way.
愿意你把我们里面的愚昧拿去。
Remove our foolishness.
把我们里面这不信的恶心拿去。
Remove our evil heart of disbelief.
让十字架不再成为我们所厌烦的。
So that the cross will no longer be loathsome to us.
而是成为我们的道路。
And the cross will become our way.
让我们见你面的时候必要像你。
So when we see you, we will be like you.
愿意你得着荣耀。
May you gain glory.
愿意我们都可以说。
So that we can all say,
羔羊无论往哪里去，
wherever the lamb goes,
我们都跟随。
We have followed.
Amen.